Wow. It's week six of 52 weeks of inspiration. Oh my God, where do I even begin? We're only 6 weeks into this year, and it feels surreal. I mean, there's a lot. We got a lot. We have a lot. 2020, I mean, I knew 2025 was going to be a lot because when I was doing my psychic predictions calendar, it felt a lot like a 2020 year. And in 2019 was the first time I did a psychic predictions calendar. Imagine that would be the first year that I decided, wouldn't it be great if I could be one of those mediums who gave psychic predictions? Yeah, I choose the year 2020 to do it. Anyway, what it showed me is that my intuition is right and that I could trust it. But what it also showed me is that 2025 was going to be a hell of a ride. And I guess what my inspiration for you is really just what my son's inspirational message was to me. Last night, we were watching Trudeau, our premier, put tariffs on Canada. And of course, you go on social media and you're just seeing all these things and it's a lot financially to think about those things, and I think that we're all feeling that way for sure. And as the energy in the room amped up, and my daughter Melissa and Jessica, myself even, we were all like, well, we're gonna have to buy this and we're gonna have to do this. And I mean, we have a lot of horses and animals to think about on the farm and those expenses and things. You're like, how is this gonna affect us? And my youngest son, Kagan, spoke up and he said, listen, it is going to be what it's going to be. We're just going to do what we're going to do. And everyone kind of stopped and looked at him. He's like, we're just going to buy different foods. So what if we don't have orange juice? So what if we can't eat grapes? We'll just eat something else. We'll eat an apple. So what if we have to change to this brand or to this brand? So what? We'll just make differences. We'll just pivot. We'll just do something different than we've done. And it kind of really put it in perspective for me. Because what happens is, yes, it's devastating. And yes, there's a lot of changes. And yes, it's scary time. But if you're just focused on the fear, that's what you're going to emanate around you. So I guess what I learned in that moment, because Kagan didn't want to join the fearfulness, he was just feeling so overwhelmed. He was like, guys, we got to get grounded. We got to just take a moment and think about this. This is not as devastating as what some other countries and people have and are enduring. We can make adjustments. We can shop local. We can let go of things. We can just work around things. And that's what we'll do. So that's my message to you, is no matter what the news says, and no matter how scary it seems, and no matter how worried you are, just like everybody with the toilet paper, we still were able to wipe our butt. And we're still going to be able to do the same thing through this. One day at a time, we're going to get through it. And being fearful isn't going to help it. So let's just take a deep breath. And whether you're in America or whether you're in Canada, we're all in this together. Have a great day, and I'll chat with you soon.